Following Pope Benedict XVI's Monday announcement of his resignation from the See of Rome, effective February 28, 2013, at 8 p.m. Rome time, church leaders from all around the world have been sending expressions of surprise and gratitude for the Holy Father's service, along with prayerful best wishes for his retirement. Lydia O'Kane reports.
The Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople, His Holiness Bartholomew I, has issued a statement in which he says, Pope Benedict leaves an indelible mark on the life and history of the Roman Catholic Church and promises prayers that the Lord will manifest his worthy successor as the head of the Sister Church of Rome and that we may also continue with this successor on our common journey toward the unity of all unto the glory of God. The Archbishop of New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan, told reporters the announcement took him by surprise.
I'm not kidding. I was very startled. I would have to say my affection for and my admiration for Pope Benedict XVI has skyrocketed. It was already high, but I love him so much as a brother bishop, as the Bishop of Rome who appointed me to the Archdiocese of New York, to you all. To the Holy Father who made me a cardinal. And I've just always admired him as a scholar, as a priest, as a holy man. And now my admiration for him is even higher because of his humility.
U.S. President Barack Obama extended his appreciation and prayers to Pope Benedict, one of the many world leaders to respond to the news, including British Prime Minister David Cameron, who said, The Pope will be missed as a spiritual leader and offered best wishes, adding an acknowledgement of the Holy Father's great efforts at building and strengthening relations between the Vatican and Britain. I'm Lydia O'Kane.